Le'ili nishmas rav kleine mishkamen ben rabbeinu elimelech. Sota per gimel mishnah aleph. Hayinoytel es minchas mitoch kfifa mitzris. He would then, the baal, the husband, would take the mincha, because there's a chelik of this carbon mincha that's from the husband. He owns a chelik of it. So he would take it in a kfifa mitzris, which we said is like a wicker basket, Egyptian reeds, I guess. V'nosna l'toch klisharis. And then he took the flour from inside this basket, and he put it into a klisharis. Now, a klisharis, now, the klisharis is makdish, the guf of the flour. V'nosna al yada. And now, he would put this basket, this klisharis that has the flour, onto her hand. V'choen maniach yado mitachta umenifa. And now, just like by other menachos, the Kohen would put his hand underneath her hand and wave it and be meinif. What does that mean? It means he would go, he'd be molech and mevi, he'd go forwards and bring back to him, and he'd go up and down, ma'al u'morid. And Taisus goes into how is this possible, how is a Kohen allowed to, it seems that he's touching her hand, and Taisus gives a few terutzim, whether it's an older Kohen zaken, or he'd put like a cloth between the hands, so on and so forth. And he gives other terutzim as well.